Ready? Hey, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, hour number two, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. And you can also hit us up on live stream, which...
Hello, live stream
I'm
audience.
I'm finally getting caught up. You just go to ESPN975.com, click on live stream. We're getting caught up on that. Preston said he agrees with Freebirds is much better, especially their queso. It
dominates Chipotle, in my opinion.
He also asked, what are the odds that Fred puts a bald-headed alien woman poster up on the set before AJ puts an MMA poster up? Well, we don't really have anything to do with the backdrop. That's all Brandon. He's putting that together. So I've had several people offer to come in and put stuff on our set. He also says, sorry, game last night, but didn't want to intrude. Big fan. If I'm out at a game like that with a bunch of friends, I've talked to three or four people last night. I love talking to people. It's not an intrusion. If I'm out at a, I always say this, if I'm out at a bar or a game or anything like that, and you think enough of our show to want to talk to me, I'm happy to talk to you. The only time I've ever really not wanted to do stuff like that is if I'm spending time with my kids, but you know, they're old now, so. It's not even the same. They pretty much go the same place as I do. But yeah, it's, next time, come say hello. 713-780-ESPN. Somebody, and you know what? Not a bad question. So did the women give consent to their use of the image? We're talking about the Getty Images thing. Do yourself a favor and read the back of any ticket you buy. The rights you're giving up on that thing. It's amazing. It's like a contract.
I mean, like, listen, the deal is anybody can take a picture of anybody and it's not, and the person doesn't have to give consent.
Well,
like, that's paparazzi 101. Like, it's that's sort of the freedom
in an event like that. Now, there are some places where you do have to give consent, and those are clearly marked. Like, when we tried to record, there were times when we would record stuff at the racetrack, people had to give their consent to be filmed while they were there. And like at the gym, for instance, you can't shoot pictures there. There's signs very clearly marked. But at a sporting event, you won't believe the rights you've given up until you read the back of that ticket. You have no rights to anything. They have rights to your images, whether it's video, whether it's pictures. Now, to be fair, most of these women were dressing up really nice. Like, they wanted their pictures taken. And I would go that way. But, that's something that people don't really think a lot about, but when you buy that ticket, you're essentially signing a contract. Even look at the back of your Astros tickets, all the stuff that they do there. And then some of them even have a line that says, you know, and you must also adhere to the rules of this, this, and this, which is online somewhere. And it's another 40 pages long. Best not to think about it. 713-780-ESPN. So Beth will join us today.
Hey, I've got a sports story.
Okay.
That is also rolls into a real life story, like a right or wrong story.
See, those are my favorites. Does it involve any of the bodies that were found yesterday?
No.
Like a guy in a cooler?
No. It's sort of coming out around the College World Series that's going on now. Are you familiar with the story of Luke Heimlich yet?
Yes, I am.
So for those who aren't, Luke Heimlich is arguably the best pitching prospect in college baseball. He's ridiculously good. Pitches for Oregon State. He's also gone undrafted the last two seasons, despite being eligible.
Including this year, yeah.
And you might say, well, why would the best pitcher in college baseball not get drafted? But he's left-handed. I mean, he's what you want.
I think most people know the story by now, though.
I think a lot of people don't, because I don't think that many people pay attention to stuff like this.
But it was okay.
Well, maybe so.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Luke Heimlich, when he was 15, was accused of molesting his 6-year-old niece. His lawyer at the time, or I guess their family lawyer, told him that he should plead guilty. That was his best case scenario, was to plead guilty. And despite the fact that he said that he never did it, he pleaded guilty. He's done his probation, did his, you know, I mean, he was 15. It's not like they were throwing him in real prison. And he's a grown man, and it's sort of an odd situation of whether or not a team will take a chance on him. He had a 0.76 ERA over the course of this season. 0.76. I mean, this guy's legit, but it's a pretty nasty accusation against him. But he's been on probation. He's kept his nose clean. Other than this, he's a good kid. I mean, by all accounts, he's a good kid. But nobody's willing to take a chance on the guy. I'm curious your thoughts on whether or not he should get a chance to pitch in the major leagues, and your reasoning why or why not.
He did get beat last night because one of the young ladies with us was a huge Arkansas fan, was watching the game.
Oh, yeah?
So, yeah.
He did get beat last night.
Honestly, I'm all for second chances on certain things. If it's my team, I want no part of it. You're going to have a backlash no matter what you do, and I don't care how good, especially in baseball, you can find great pitching. And if you're a crap team, maybe this is the best you can do, but I'm not touching it. There's certain things that if you do, then I don't have to hire you. And I would rather have a slightly lesser pitcher that I don't have to deal with this, because now you don't have to just deal with, you know, whether or not this happened or what he did. You have to deal with the fan backlash. You have to deal with hearing that story every time the guy pitches for you. And when they're on ESPN, oh, he's you know, this is the guy who did this. As an owner of a team and as a general manager, I would not want any part of it. There's no reason for me to do that. I have my limits on what I will, you know, what I'll accept. It's just like Ray Rice. I would have never re-signed Ray Rice after that either. And that doesn't mean that he's, you know, that he hasn't rehabbed, that he's not a fine young man. It's just there's certain things I don't want to have to deal with as an owner. And so, no, I would not sign him. But if somebody did, I wouldn't blame him.
I wouldn't either. And the Royals have talked about it. And to me, a place like Kansas City is that's the best landing spot for him. Because this kid in L.A. or New York or a major market, I don't think he ever makes it. I think his best case is to be in Kansas City or Seattle or someplace where the media is not as harsh, demanding. Milwaukee, that's a good spot for it, you know?
Yeah, the problem is, though, he's going to have to play in New York at some point, and those stories are all going to come out in New York, and he's going to have to play in L.A. Chicago would be terrible. Chicago is actually a tougher media market than Los Angeles is. In terms of how they cover their teams, you're a lot more in a fishbowl there because the people care more about their teams.
And the only reason why I think I'm willing to, I don't know that you should be paying for something you did at 15 for your entire life. And I mean, he served every bit of justice that the court dished out to him. You know, it's not like this didn't go unpunished, or it's just now being discovered that he did it and he's currently under investigation. Like, the legal process has gone through with this guy. Here's where I think that I think I'd take a chance on him. If he were 18 and did this, I'd say, no, he's done. I mean, he's a horrible human, and I can't. And the other thing is, he says to this day that he never did it, which...
Well... Okay.
I mean,
don't plead guilty then.
Well, okay. But you get advice from a lawyer when you're 15. What do you do?
Well, if I didn't do it, I'm not pleading guilty. I can tell you that. I don't care what age I am.
I don't know.
I mean, honestly, no. If I didn't do something, there's no way in hell I'm pleading guilty. I'll take my chance in a court of law.
Man.
If I did something, yeah. If I thought that was the right thing to do strategically, absolutely. Having said that, I'm okay with, but you're in a public business here. You're in an era where everything gets judged, where Getty Images can't even do pictures of hot women. That affects things, man. PR is part of playing in major sports.
I get it.
So I would not blame any team for saying nope, I don't want anything to do with it.
Would you blame any team who said we'll give you a chance? Like, are you going, or do you think that they'll be considered in the wrong?
No, they're just going to have to be prepared to deal with a backlash.
Of course, that
I would not want to deal with as an owner or a general manager or even a manager of a baseball team, because everybody on your team is going to get asked about it. It can easily become a huge distraction, and it's not going to go away.
Would a team signing him be more or less egregious than the Cowboys signing Greg Hardy?
I think because he was a juvenile. I think it
doesn't feel as bad, right?
It doesn't feel as bad.
And, like, I don't know. I don't know what the numbers are, like, where I feel comfortable with it. If he was 15 and he diddled a 12-year-old, are we feeling the same way about it?
No, but we're talking about a 6-year-old kid, man.
A child's a child, though, like, in the eyes of...
Yeah, but there's also a difference between a 15-year-old with a 12-year-old girlfriend and your 6-year-old niece.
Yeah.
Who's not going through those awakenings that people's bodies go through. I'm not excusing the 12-year-old thing either, but at least you could understand some of that. A 6-year-old, you're a perverted child abuser. I mean, there's no way around that. And in most cases, I don't think all sexual assault is anywhere near in the same, like, I don't think that is the same as a 12-year-old. I don't think that's anywhere near a 15-year-old and a 14-year-old girlfriend. I don't find those the same thing. I'd be a little more forgiving of those. In fact, I'd be a lot more forgiving.
Yeah.
But, a 6-year-old, I wouldn't want to deal with it. And I don't blame any team for not wanting to deal with it.
Yeah, it's a weird situation. I guess that's why it's a story, because there's definitely two sides to it.
Yeah.
I can see both sides. And I'm also with you in that 10 years ago, there's no doubt someone takes a chance on this kid. Like, if you're,
yeah,
I mean, it's just like in the NFL, like if you're a first round, I mean, Jameis Winston, I mean, all the red flags around Jameis Winston, he's accused of rape. He was accused of shoplifting all in college. Everybody was like, yeah, but he's really good at football.
Yeah.
I don't know if Jameis Winston would go number one if this year, and that was only, what, 4 or 5 years ago that he went number one. Like, the whole climate has changed to where I do think that teams are they're being a lot more careful and a lot more cautious about what they bring in from a PR standpoint. And this guy would definitely be a PR issue.
But that's part of it. This isn't just sports now. It's happening all over Hollywood. Do you think he'd be getting a movie role if that was what he was good at?
Probably not.
And Kevin Spacey gets kicked out of movies because of what he did. I mean, but anything that's in a public, that's in the public eye, and all of Cosby's stuff was years ago too. Look what happened to him. If you're in the public eye, then.
But what Cosby did didn't happen when he was a child himself. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and a lot of people tell me, it's like, oh, well, if you were 15 and your lawyer said, no, I'm not pleading guilty to anything. Let me ask you this.
Let's say you're 15. The lawyer the lawyer tells you, listen, you can plead guilty, you can serve some probation, and not register as a sex offender.
And it won't show up, and it should be sealed, which I don't know why it's not, but okay.
Or you can take your chances in trial, and if you lose, you have to register as a sex offender for the rest of your life. You're not pleading guilty?
If I didn't do anything, no, I'm not pleading guilty.
Man, I'm not taking that risk of being
15
labeled.
Years old, I would have been the same way. It's the truth is, if I did not do something, I am not pleading guilty to it. I'm not taking a plea for something. I'm going to take my chances, because if I know I'm innocent, then I'm going to go prove it.
Man.
Well, because that's the kind of thing that is going to come back to you.
But that's a he said, she said thing, and you're flipping a coin. I mean, you're flipping a coin. And if you're going to have to register as a sex offender for the rest of your life on a coin flip, Not me. I'll just take my probation and suck it up. Of course, he probably also didn't think it was ever going to be unsealed, and it would go on to ruin his life down the road.
Well, and maybe that's something that his lawyer should have told him.
Yeah.
It's like, if this gets out, you're never going to pitch in the majors.
Lamont says, wouldn't there be backlash at Oregon State? There is backlash at Oregon State now, especially because the coaches, they didn't make this public, and it took this coming out and then there were people saying, well, he should be kicked off the team. And the Oregon State coaches have stuck by him because, I mean, it was somebody who was willing to give him a chance. I don't know, man. It's a tough decision either way.
Lawyer Dave sent me a text that statistics show about 40% of people plead guilty when they are not, usually because of money.
Yeah.
And, yeah, to be fair, this is before the whole Me Too thing. I think,
you would definitely have to handle him with kid gloves.
You have to handle it a lot differently now. And that was a terrible.
I know.
That was terrible.
I knew halfway through.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't. That's why I stopped halfway through. You would have to be extra careful with this situation if you were to take him.
But I think in any public business, this is one of those things where you just have to say, you know what? I'm passing. He might help my team, but at what cost? So, yeah. I mean, listen, I'm more willing to forgive people than most. I'm just telling you, as an owner of a team, would I sit down with him and before I brought him in and talk to the kid and get his side of the story and talk to his lawyer and even if possible, talk to the girl and do all of that. And if I'm satisfied and I can defend that in the public and he's going to be willing to go out there and be an advocate for victims and things like that, I might take the chance, but that's an awful lot to deal with for a guy who may or may not develop into anything just because he's a good pitcher in college.
That's true. There's been plenty of guys who were freak shows in college who just didn't work,
Yeah.
There's been plenty of them. There's a list of, can go on and on. I'm in the boat with you. I don't know if I'd do it if I were an owner or a GM of a team, but I also don't think I'm going to think that the organization that does take a chance on him are suddenly bad guys. You know what I mean? I think the kid warrants another shot somewhere, but I don't know.
Thing is, doesn't have to be in baseball. It can go be inside. You can go work someplace where you don't have to face public scrutiny for who you hire.
That's true.
And to me, there's a lot of businesses like that now, including ours, where if we were to bring in somebody who did this, do you think there would be a backlash against Gal Media?
There'd definitely be questions asked.
Yeah.
All right, guys, your kids are on a summer break. Great news for them. Bad news for your carpets. All the extra foot traffic is killing your carpets, leaving them full of dirt, pollen, other allergens. It doesn't have to be that way. Dirt Free can fix that. Get a jump on summer cleaning right now. Dirt Free Carpet Summer Special for a limited time. They'll clean 3 rooms for $100. They'll give you a free speed dry. The other guys, they're leaving behind too much water, soapy residue, unhealthy chemicals that trap dirt and allergens and can make your family sick. Dirt Free's not doing any of that. They're using the best technology in the game like they have been for the last 30 years, cleaning upholstery floors, even your air ducts. Call them right now, 281-DIRT-FREE. Tell them you heard it here on ESPN 97.5, and they'll clean 3 rooms for $100, and they're going to throw in that free speed dry. 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373 for Dirt Free Carpet.
Hey guys, I got to tell you about Filter Easy, probably the most aptly named company on the planet, because listen, I never think about changing my AC filters, and they do it for me. They do all the remembering. And when I changed mine out, it was like, boy, I can't remember the last time I did this, and they were disgusting. And I was kind of like, ugh, I can't believe I've been breathing this. I didn't know this, but they recommend you change your home air filters every 1 to 3 months. And if you have pets, you probably should change your filters every month. Well, I have pets, including too many that I'd love to get rid of. But those pets make a mess. And, man, when I put the new ones in, it was instantly cooler in there. It was incredible. And Filter Easy is a convenient subscription service for something you need. Now, we have subscription services for all kinds of stuff that show up, but we need this. It's super practical. It's a no-brainer solution. You never have to think about your filters again, and that's why I subscribe to Filter Easy. And for listeners of The Blitz, you can receive your first order free by visiting FilterEasy.com or by calling 1-855-910-3279. 1-855-910-3279. That's easy. Make sure you use offer code FRED. Sign up today at FilterEasy.com to get your first order free. That's FilterEasy.com or call 1-855-910-3279. 1-855-910-EASY. Make sure you use offer code FRED.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. There's a couple things I want to respond to real quickly.
Okay, and I want to follow up on something,
and too. And, you know, we'll let the people weigh in on this. Because, like I said, I don't think there's an easy answer here. But a lot of people say, well, he's only 15. Guys, if 15-year-olds are a lot farther along than we were at 15, and even by then, you should know right from wrong. I'm sorry. So I'm not going to excuse it and just say, oh, well, he's a juvenile. Let's give him a pass. And the other thing, too, is everybody seems
real. I don't know if that's – he is a juvenile.
And he committed –
he didn't get a pass.
And committed a terrible crime.
Right, and he got punished for it.
Yeah, well, he also, at that point, again, you should have known better. And, yeah, the law allows
him. And we can't – no matter how developed you think 15-year-olds are, we can't hold them to the same standard as adults.
They are in some cases. Murder cases, things like that. Yes, they are.
All right.
And wait till your kids are 15. You're going to be like, what the hell? It's like talking to an adult, man. They're a lot more advanced. They've got access to a lot more stuff than we ever had. And, you know, so, I mean, I'm not going to just say because he was 15, that makes it okay. This isn't a parking ticket.
Right.
You know, this isn't just – putting his hand down her shirt, allegedly. But, you know, that and the other thing I'd say is everyone seems real concerned about this kid's future. I'd like to know what's happened to that girl. I'd like to know about her future. Nobody's talking about her.
Yeah.
So.
I got sent a... Jeff Perkins sent me this, which is an article from a writer in Kansas City. And he kind of compares it to the Tyreek Hill thing and how when Tyreek Hill was drafted, Tyreek Hill, if you don't remember, damn near beat his pregnant girlfriend to death.
Yeah.
Pregnant girlfriend while he was an adult. And there was outrage when he was drafted. And the Chiefs took a PR hit. But I honestly feel like, and maybe it's because he's been successful, but 2 years later... You think they have any regrets?
Well,
because now see, but like, it's not the first thing you talk
but
about.
Now you're getting into the whole. This is just like Baylor. How much are you going to accept if you're successful? Do you just ignore all the stuff that happened?
Right. I'm not saying what's right or wrong either way. I'm just saying the PR hit happened, and then it kind of fades, right?
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm asking now, do you think the Chiefs are happy with the selection, even dealing with the PR hit that they had to deal with up front?
I think they're happy unless something else happens.
That's the risk.
And then you're going to look terrible. And
that's the risk.
Another good example, Doyle Green Beckham, when he got drafted. I mean, what, you know, shoving his girlfriend down the stairs at Missouri and all kinds of stuff. That guy got drafted. Yeah. He turned out to be a bust. Nobody really talks about it, but I think we're in a different environment now, even than when Hill was drafted. So, I don't know, just from a PR standpoint, I would not want to deal with something like that. And I don't think you need to because there's other players out there. But, you know, I also wouldn't fault a team if they, I hate the term, did their due diligence because people use that and lie.
Right.
But the reality is if you've gone and you've talked to everyone involved, you've talked to investigating officers, and you're able to stand up and say, you know, we think that, you know, this is a good kid who made a bad mistake and he's paid for it. And, you know, he's willing to, you know, constantly do counseling and everything else and try to turn that into, you know, into a dialogue about this. Then I think you could pull it off. I'm too lazy to do that as an owner and a GM. You have to be a special talent at that point. And that gets into the bigger issue because I'm doing the same thing. If you're, you know, if you're the next Aaron Rodgers, yeah, I might be more willing to try something like that.
Well, reports are that, and this news conveniently came out like 3 days before the Major League Baseball draft last year.
Yeah.
Like his first eligibility to be drafted. And reports are teams inside the top five were looking at him. I mean, he is a top level, at least, I mean, projects as a top level talent. So, I mean, and as we say all the time, I mean, prospects hit and they miss, and that's a coin flip.
Right.
But he does have a high ceiling, you know, like the guy's supposed to be pretty good. But again, there's a lot that comes with it. You want to take some calls on this, see what the people think?
Well, let's do it on the other side.
Okay.
So right now, I'm going to tell the people how, well, I don't know what I would do with this situation. I do know what I would do if I wanted to lower my credit card debt. I would get a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. Lightstream rewards consumers who have good credit with a great interest rate and no fees. You can get a credit card consolidation loan from 5.89% APR with AutoPay. 5.89%. I don't know what your credit card interest rate is, but I'm pretty sure it's not 5.89%. You can get loans up to $100,000, anywhere from $5,000 to $100,000. You can choose your funding date as soon as today. And if you've got good credit, get on there. Why not do it? You're going to be saving thousands of dollars. My listeners get an additional interest rate discount on top of Lightstream's already low rates. The only way to get this discount is to go to Lightstream.com/Fred. LIGHTSTREAM.com/Fred. So if you've got some credit card debt and you want to get that taken care of, again, you could save an awful lot of money. It's subject to credit approval. Rates include a 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com for more information.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. You know, the problem with this, A.J., is that this isn't an easy answer thing.
It's not.
You know.
And that throws everything off.
Right. But then, you know, this tweet that this idiot just sent me. Your show is entertaining because it's not traditional, but today's conversation about what you do at 15-year-olds is interesting, but it shows how smoking dope has impacted your cognitive development. Yeah.
Which one of us?
He's talking to me.
Oh.
Yeah, you know what? Okay. Sure. Because I smoke dope, I don't know what the F a 15-year-old would think. Get out of here. What crimes did you commit at 15? You know, the worst thing I did at 15 was steal a damn bicycle. And I felt so guilty about it, I returned it the next day.
Okay.
Sorry.
I was 15 the first time I got arrested.
Yeah?
They put my name in the newspaper.
The bunny?
Yeah, I was in the bunny suit.
But I think the problem is mankind, is that you guys are ignoring the severity of the crime. So murder's okay? Two, if you're 15?
I don't know.
That's the thing. I mean, it's one thing if you're talking about, you know, dressing up in a bunny suit or entering.
I know. There's a fine line on what's, you know, what's acceptable and what's not. But, like, I think it's gross for sure. It's really gross. You know, assuming that it did happen. And that's what I said at the beginning. During this conversation, let's assume that he really was guilty, which we don't know. But if it did happen, it's really gross. It's messed up.
Yeah.
But it's also, I mean, I don't know why. I don't know if it's any worse than what some of these football players. Is it worse than putting your pregnant girlfriend in the ICU?
Well, I think those are all individual determinations.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, but to me, that's one of the worst things. So, you know, for if that means my cognitive development's been damaged from smoking dope, so be it, dickweed.
I
mean,
listen, that's the beauty of this. And
but I mean, the thing is, I'm sorry that I think diddling a six-year-old is one of the worst crimes you can commit. And I don't care if you're 15 years old. That's right beneath murder, okay? In the way I look at things. If you don't like that, I don't care. You can look at it differently. And maybe because you did that, you think it's okay. I'm sorry. You know, that's my opinion. And here's the other thing I want to bring up. And somebody brought up a good point. You know, most of these guys who do this were abused themselves. If that were the case, am I more sympathetic? Maybe. But I need to know that.
Yeah. I think I'm glad that we don't totally see eye to eye on this. Because often we get into these morality issues and we end up falling. I mean, you and I have a lot in common, you know, with the way we think. But I don't think there's a right or a wrong here.
No, I don't think it's an easy subject.
It's not like a situation where I think I'm right and you're wrong, and I hope you don't think that you're right and I'm wrong. But there's a lot of gray area.
Yeah, there is. And again, I don't know exactly what the answer is. And if I did, then that would be easy. It'd be okay. You know, let's execute the dude. That's the answer.
If we bumped it up to he was 18, she was 8. Like you add 3 years to both, or you know, like to 9, 18 and 9. Yeah, I don't think that guy deserves another chance. And in fact, he should probably still be in prison. So, but it's not a black and white thing.
Yeah. Well, and again, how developed is this guy at 15 versus a guy at 18 who may not be as mentally developed at 18 and does the same thing?
Maybe.
And yeah, I know that's what the law is, but. You know, I'm all for giving people second chances in almost every instance. But that's one of those crimes that I'm sorry. You're not playing for my team.
Yeah.
Somebody will give him a shot. And the reality is, in this country, if you wind up being, you mentioned Tariq Hill, if you wind up being really good or Kobe Bryant, people don't care. They forget.
Yeah.
That's just the reality.
Let's talk to Curtis. Hey, Curtis, sports.
Hey, sports guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, man. What's going on?
This situation hits pretty close to home for me personally. It's actually, I've had a discussion with my wife about this. Just because when I was 5 years old, I was sexually molested by a 15-year-old boy that was close to our family. So I've personally been through that type of experience before. So I guess I could take a bit of a look at this from a different angle, and most people would assume that I would jump to the side of the guy deserves to be in jail for the rest of his life. He doesn't deserve a chance at baseball. But from my objective opinion, I've also been 15 years old too. Does that make it right? Of course not. It's one of the most disgusting things that you can do as a human being. But I guess if I'm going to put myself in the shoes of a GM, say the Royals, who have potentially looked at him, I would ask myself a few questions. First of all, the nature of the assault, because as Fred had alluded to, there's varying degrees in how bad or, you know, how bad it can be.
Well, the report, the court documents say that he touched her with his hand.
Okay. See, it was much different and much more severe for me. So that's something that I would look at, is how bad and how severe the nature of it was. And the next thing I would look at is there a pattern of behavior that this is something that has continued to happen multiple times, or was it a one-off thing? And so doing the research and doing your due diligence into getting to understand him as an individual, the circumstances, and just how severe in nature the assault was, is what determined for me as someone who went through it, of whether I would be willing to give that person a chance. Because at 15, you make a really bad mistake, as disgusting as it is. I might be willing to give them a shot depending on the situation and what I found out after that.
Do you know what happened to the guy that molested you?
He continued to do it and is spending the rest of his life in prison.
Okay, so he did it as an adult?
He was 15 years old. I was 5 years old. But he continued to do it afterwards and is currently spending time in prison for 45 years.
Oh, good. That's good to hear. So you're saying he continued to do it, like once he became 18, he continued to do it to other kids?
Yes.
Yeah.
He did. And so that's why I say, is there that pattern of behavior? Was it a one-time thing? Or did he continue to do it, which from the sounds of it, he didn't? And if it was just, you know, a touching situation as opposed to me where I was raped, you know, there's varying degrees of how severe it is, which gets you into the nature of what that person and who they are and where their mind is. And so for someone, if it was just touching at 15 years old when you're, you know, let's be serious. Your hormones are going all over the place, and that doesn't excuse touching a six-year-old girl. But I just think there's a level and degree and severity that determines kind of where that kid's head's at and, you know, whether they deserve a second chance or not.
All right, man. Well, we appreciate the call. Thanks for your honesty.
Great call. Thanks for sharing that. And there were allegations that it occurred before, too. It wasn't necessarily a one-time thing, but we don't really know. That's part of the problem is, you know, what you're hearing are reports of, you know.
Yeah, that's sort of, I would guess he knows and God knows. It's a weird situation. There's no way to prove it one way or the other at this point. And just like there's no way to prove that he's kept his nose clean since.
Well, yeah.
But he hasn't been caught since. He hasn't been in trouble since. So you know, it's like I said, man, it's a really difficult situation. I think there's a lot of teams out there that would love to take a chance or that would love to see him playing ball. They just don't want to be the ones that give him that chance because then their name's on it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. But I'm okay with that too. Cause man, how much did we talk about the Baylor stuff and the win at all cost mentality and how many people defended Baylor at the beginning of this? And I think both of us were on the exact opposite side of that. And the reality is, you know, whatever direction you take there, at some point, what's the most important thing? Is it winning at all costs? And, you know, if the whole thing wasn't that serious and the guy has, you know, gone through all his punishment and is willing to do whatever you ask him to do, you know, are you willing to take that chance? And that's what it comes down to. If you're a team, are you willing to take that chance? I'm not.
Right.
I'm not zero tolerance, but I'm like pretty close to zero tolerance for that. I mean, it's just I don't want to deal with it. But I really appreciate the call, man. That was
a good call.
That was terrific. So
let's try John. Hey, Sports John.
Hello.
Hey now.
Hello.
Yes. Yeah. It's your turn to talk.
You're on.
Okay, Sports. Hey, I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller. Fred, I feel like you're spot on, man. The guy couldn't play for my team. I think we're losing track of the fact that this is a six-year-old child. I have children. I have four children. I have a three-year-old and an eight-year-old. And, I mean, they're just as innocent as they come. And to have their innocence, regardless of what it was, to have their innocence violated like that, it's just too much. It's, generally, with that type of behavior, there's other stuff that's connected to it. So it's no real way to tell whether this guy's a one-time deal or this is something he's going to continue to do, especially if he feels like he got away with it. Again, I don't know what consequences he's gotten so far, but we also don't know what all he has done so far. So as far as I'm concerned, it's just late for my team.
Well, I mean, one thing I can tell you that he lost out on is millions of dollars. Because the difference between being a top five draft pick and an undrafted free agent in Major League Baseball is tens of millions of dollars. So, yeah, I mean, he's definitely lost out on that. Is what the court did to him enough? I don't know. I mean, again, that's a Well, it's questions I can't answer.
Final thoughts. Tongue Dark Chris has a good point about the previous caller. Said he just proved that because you were abused as a child doesn't mean you have to abuse, which, good point. And I would just point out, if this had happened to my daughter when she was six, or my son when he was six, or your son when he was six, or four, or even younger, I don't think you'd be very forgiving. I know I wouldn't.
What if your son had done this when he was 15?
Then
Would you want to see him sold down the? I mean, not. I think we just talked about this the other day. My bad. Would you want to see him? Would you want to see the whole life taken away from him?
Well, he's not going to be playing for a baseball team or doing something that's public. That's, you know, sorry.
Okay.
You screwed up, and you know, I mean, yeah, I would support him and help him out and help him get all the help he needed and all the counseling he needed. But if he's trying to get a job at something that's public, like he wants to be an actor, I mean, you're going to have to find another career.
Yeah.
That's, you know, but I mean, I'm going back to my first point. If it's my kids, I'm not forgiving at all. And I don't think you would be either.
I probably wouldn't be. Kid. Of course.
And the guy would have never made it this far because I would have broken his elbows or something.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about Duran. And maybe this is where Luke Heimlich needs to go. My computer career. Duran was a kitchen cook. He wanted to change his life for the better. Last month, he started his IT career making 50% more money doing something that he loves. That could be you. Go to mycomputercareer.edu, take the free career evaluation online, and you could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. If you don't have computer experience or training, they don't care. Helping people start an IT career is what they do. You attend classes on campus or live online just 2 or 3 times a week. You're going to get everything you need to start your new career. And it's more than just a school. They help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid's available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start up soon, guys. Go take the free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.edu.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. It's time to get on the map. Sportsmap.com is your one-stop shop for all things Houston sports on the internet. Site covers all your favorite teams, trends, and events. A lot of good stuff on there today. Main thing on the page right now, Dolores Lozano did her first video for us. It's up. It's on the – she did her Houston Rockets Awards. Lance Zierlein has a fun column on how Americans try to fix soccer. And not for America, but just in general. Jerry Bowe's got his bookie busters up. He's just on fire. Dell wrote on – Dell's doing a weekly college football thing now, which is great. He's got Lane Kiffin in the news again. And, yeah, we've got our World Cup our daily World Cup review, which should be very interesting when that's up. So lots of good stuff on SportsMap. Please check it out. See, this is where, like, when we get into subjects like this, I'll be honest with you, it totally kills the vibe of the show for me. Because it's a good subject.
It doesn't make for a fun show.
No, it really doesn't. And so, like, I'm sitting here with Jim of the Day, and I'm like, do I really want to talk about this now? But
right,
we'll try. This is the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, this is one we have to eliminate ourselves from because none of us are dating. I mean, at least if we are, we're not telling anybody about it. But the latest dating trend is something called Gatsbying.
Okay.
After the Great Gatsby. Apparently, this is what Urban Dictionary summed it up as this. The act of sending out flirtatious but non-committal text messages. That's breadcrumbing. Never mind. They've got this. Gatsbying is basically.
Gatsbying is when you get your side piece pregnant. You try to get her to have an abortion and she doesn't. And then the people show up at your house with video cameras.
Oh, I thought it was. Gatsbying was hitting and killing somebody with your car.
Oh, okay.
Exactly. Sport. This is to post a video, picture, or selfie to public social media purely for a love interest to see it. So you're posting to Twitter or Facebook, hoping that whoever it is that you're interested in or trying to reel in is going to see your public photo.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. So, like, you post something on Facebook, like you post a, or on Instagram, knowing, like, not directly to someone.
No, but that.
Knowing that you, person will see it.
Right. And you're trying to look good, right? You're trying to look sexy, or you're trying to show off. So, for instance,
isn't that what all women do all the time? Like, every single woman
pretty
ever?
Pretty much.
It's like, she's just casting that net, hoping that someone's like, oh, look at there.
Yeah, let me slide into that DM.
Exactly. That's what I think. That's what every chick is hoping.
Yeah, but they don't want me sliding into them.
No, no, not you. But Jong, yes.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Especially
No.
Especially a senorita tonight.
Yeah, dude, you
you got married a month too early.
Man. You walk around with that flag tonight, dude.
Oh.
It would just be crushing. But for instance, you're out with your friends. You've got a glass of wine in your hand. You're laughing. Your lipstick is worn off at just the right moment, and your hair is cool girl effortless. You pull out your phone and take a video that displays how fun, cute, and carefree you are. 20 minutes later, you pull out the phone again and immediately to check to see if they've seen it.
Ding, ding, ding.
Sounds like softcore porn.
Can you tell if someone's seen it or only if they like it?
Well, if they like it, then they've seen it, right?
Right.
Theoretically. So.
Yeah. Like, so I have Instagram, and a lot of people do the Instagram story. And apparently, if you have, do you ever put anything on your story, Jong?
Yeah, I put more stuff on my story than my actual posts.
Okay. Do you know that you can check and see who's seen your story?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't ever use the story because the story drives me crazy because, as you know, I have OCD, and if there's a red circle around something, I have to get rid of it.
So you click on every single story?
Yeah. So I click on the first story, and then I just fast tap through everybody's stories until all the red circles are gone. And then there'll be people who'd be like, oh, did you see this? And I'll say, no. And they'll be like, oh, you saw it on Instagram. And I was like, no, I didn't see that. It was on my story. And they're like, I don't look at stories. They're like, dude, I saw you looked at my story. And I'm like, no, I just click through your story as fast as I can.
Can't you turn off those notifications?
You can't.
Somehow?
There's no way to get rid of it.
All right. That's Instagram?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not doing Instagram then.
Yep. It's rough.
Yeah. That's your Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
You know, if I were attractive, I might do that. I might, like, take some good photo of me and then hope that whoever it was I was trying to impress hit like.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to blame people for that too much. It makes no point for me to do it.
Right.
Might make, you know, if I wanted a Dodge though.
You know where to go. Yeah. Golfgate! It's Golfgate time, guys. And the savings never stop at Golfgate Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. They're your savings headquarters Monday through Friday, every Sunday, and time is running out on the Jeep celebration event that's going on now. If you need a lift, you've got it. Whether you're buying a new Wrangler or a new Ram, you get a free lift kit with every purchase. You can lease a new 2018 Jeep Wrangler Sport 4-door for only $249 a month. Or if you want that Ram, you can get a 2018 Ram 1500 Harvest Crew Cab for only $27,195. Golfgate's got the largest Ram inventory in the loop. Their inventory's out of this world. Stop by, see what they've got for you. Hurry down to Golfgate Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram during the Jeep Celebration event, 610 South Loop East and Gulf Freeway, and always online at GolfgateDodge.com. Jeep Wrangler Sport, $249 a month for 26 months, $39.95 due at signing, plus TT&L. Ram 1500 Harvest Crew Cab must apply for all rebates. Not everyone will qualify. Price plus TT&L. See dealer for details. Lift kit installation extra. Offers expire 7/2/18. Gas break, dip the cash game, I flip the stack, yeah, yeah, stack that past the ceiling. So sacrilegious, don't ask to chat and don't ask.